Hey there, podcast world. I'm the Mister.
And I'm the Mrs.
Welcome to The Naked Truth,
the podcast where we lay it all bare, literally and figuratively.
That's right. We're here to talk about real stuff, the nitty-gritty of life.
And we mean everything, from parenting to relationships, mental and physical growth, recipes, financial stories, and much more.
But here's the twist. We're recording this podcast while laying in the bed, completely nude.
Yep, you heard that right. No scripts, no filters, just us and the naked truth.
But before we dive in, a quick disclaimer. Things might get a bit crude and not safe for work. But hey, it's all in good fun.
So let's grab a seat, or strip down if you dare, and let's get naked. We have not seen the owner
yet. I think
yet.
That's him right there.
It could be him.
I think that was him in the van asleep down at the end.
Oh my. He had a van down by the river. So anyways, but we did meet a very nice couple who...
We're not naked.
We're not. But they said they have been here many, many times, several times, and have stayed in every one of the options here as far as the tents and the little tiny cabin and even primitive camping. And they could say nothing bad, just kept telling us how awesome it was.
The little cabins, I'd say probably 10 by 12.
Yeah.
Maybe. It's tiny.
It is tiny.
But it's kind of awesome. That's what we wanted, just to sleep, unplug.
And we can't hear anything except for sounds of nature.
Yeah, so if the audio sounds weird, that is because we are walking through the woods and recording on tiny little lavalier mics that are connected to a hat at the moment.
We are on our way to the swimming hole, which we will most likely not be partaking in, but
it's a little cool. It's a little cool.
Enjoying the view and the sounds for sure.
But yeah, so kind of starting off though, I wanted to see, we went on our initial thoughts when we very first got here and what we saw when we got here. But so what did you think on the way? What was your mindset?
Well, I think we both talked.
There's a big old centipede.
You just.
There's a centipede.
Scared the shit out of me.
That was a centipede. Okay.
And if you do that, I'm going to knock you down this damn hill. Because he knows I'm deathly afraid of snakes. And if he says something that starts with a s sound, oh,
succotash.
You almost got to boot up your ass. So anyways, moving on. On the way here, we talked about we had some anxiousness, not in a bad way, but just kind of exploring the unknown, you know, not knowing what to expect.
Anticipation.
Yeah, anticipation was the word, I think. And excitement. And then when we started to pull up here, it was like, wow, okay, yeah, we're getting into the forest. And then it was like, oh, we're on a dirt road. And then it was like, oh, we're kind of on a road that may require a four-wheel drive.
Lucky for me.
We have one.
You take me after redneck, but you can't take the redneck out of me.
Not even in the slightest. So, anyways, we got here, and it kind of did give me that kind of free love vibe a little bit, and very naturalistic, I guess. Is that the word?
Yeah, and nature.
and seeing the little amenities, like... They've built recently a sauna.
And there was a titty tree.
And, well, we just saw that over by the outhouse. And, yes, there's a tree with titties.
You can take a shit and shake a tit.
There you go. Yeah. There you have it. So, anyways, I did use the privy, as they call it. And it was a hole in the ground. And, I mean, it had a toilet to sit on. But... it went straight to a hole in the ground. So that was something new. Now we've made it down to the water. So
kind of cool.
It's very nice down here. We're probably just going to check this out and maybe just...
Look, there's a sign that says Parksicola. Pensacola. But
that's cute.
Parksicola.
Yeah, I see what they did there.
Oh, that's squishy ground.
We got a lot of water coming in different directions. It's rained a lot here recently. So, got a little trickle coming down from the top of the mountain down to where we're at. That's really pretty. And we can see our little cabin from here. And we don't see any other people, even though we do see some people parked up in the parking area. To actually see any people, since we've been down in the cabin, we have not. So that's kind of nice. Might help out with our introduction to phase two.
Right, right. We'll kind of check back in after that. So I guess we will stop this segment here and we'll kind of break this up in little different chunks in segmentation. But yeah, with the magic of editing, we'll be back in less than a second. Okay, so yeah, it's working now. We had a little malfunction, but
we have made it to phase two, which is clothing optional, and we have opted for none.
Yeah, so I had a little glitch there. I had to stop it for a second again. But yes, we have done it. We're sitting by a creek, watching the sun go down over a mountain. Mountain.
He's thinking about mountain. Mountain later.
Yes. I will find that summit.
So, we are down at the bottom of a little trail. We walked down a little ways. We met, I guess, some people who
work here,
probably.
Stay here.
Up at the middle kind of center hub thing on our way down here. And they were very friendly. And then, you know, next thing you know, we turned around and they're butt-ass naked. So, I think that kind of, and they said they were going swimming. It seems a little bit on the chilly side, but anyways, I think once we saw them, it kind of eased our, what did we say? Anticipation? Anxiety? Yeah. I don't know. Anyways. So by the time we got down to the bottom here of this mountain, we decided, hey, let's go for it because we're about to lose the sunlight. And we hung us a little hammock, put down a little outdoor blanket, and stripped down to our birthday suit.
Yep, and just sit here, listen to the sound, enjoying the breeze.
And it is fantastical.
Yes, I would say like it was a little nerve-wracking right at the very first start, like pick off shirt, that's fine, that's normal. And I was just like, whatever, and go. But then as soon as that happened, all the anticipation, anxiety was like gone. It's like, oh yeah, it's just
Okay, we're here. And then we got to see the two that were going to the swimming hole. They kind of came halfway down, and once they saw us setting up with our hammock and our blanket, they turned around and I guess decided to go to a different swimming area.
Yeah.
Which I think at first I was kind of like, oh man, this first time trying it, I didn't really want anybody around. So I was kind of bummed when I saw them coming down. But when they turned around, I said, good deal. Let's go for it. So here we are, and I do not regret it.
No. I mean, like, other than just the fact that me and the missus kind of wanted, you know, just to hang out by ourselves, I think, honestly, I don't think I would think anything if they came down here now already. Like, it's like, yeah, okay, that's fine.
Yeah. I think once we saw the first people, that just, like, made it okay for me.
Right.
Then I was like, okay, it's not just a myth.
That's a real place.
That really happens here, and everybody's fine with it. Awesome. I'm not going to go to jail.
Right. But yeah, so I'm just kind of sitting here taking it in.
I'm digging it.
I think we may have to do this a couple times this summer.
Yeah.
You got anything else you want to add to part two?
Well, and we did just kind of talk about, I don't know if his gummy ever kicked in. anything.
No, not really.
But I said, mine, I probably would have been a little bit more apprehensive about declothing. But I'm in a good place. I'm in a good place with the gummies today. So I'm kind of feeling it. There is a bit of a breeze every once in a while.
But it's kind of nice.
But when that sun is shining on your bare skin, it is amazing.
Unfortunately, the sun is now behind the hill.
The sun is, well, I think it's behind the clouds.
I think it's.
I can see a bit.
Sitting higher than I am. You have a hammock. I'm on the ground.
But I think, yeah, it's definitely amazing and as good as, or maybe better than we had imagined.
Yeah. So, and then we get to go.
I'd say five star.
Yeah.
Would do again. Yeah. Highly recommend.
For sure. I don't know. I don't really have a, I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
You know, you really wouldn't think it'd be, it's not really that much different than what we do at home anyway, but I think it's the fact that we're getting to do it outside at a place that's not our place.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of makes it, I don't know, it's very relaxing.
It is.
And Mrs. can tell you, I've been a bit of a pain in the ass for a couple weeks.
Oh, he has been on like level 10. Wow.
Yeah, well, I don't know what it is, but I think for the first time, like I said, in a couple weeks, I feel actually relaxed and grounded. It's nice.
At peace.
Yeah. So I guess we will end this segment here and come back.
Maybe nighttime festivities? Who knows?
We'll see. We'll see how this goes. All bets are off. All right. We'll check in, like I said, with the magic of audio in
a second.
Yeah. Who knows? It could be an hour, but it won't be to you. It'll be a split second. Okay, so we're a few days after because we've had issues and time problems with finishing up the conclusion on this, but I made notes and I went back and I listened to where we were, and we left off right after we committed, and the missus was laying in a hammock and I was on a blanket on the ground. So yeah, that's where we were. And then we sat around there for a little bit and decided to take a short little hike.
Probably we did, and explored a little bit. Not too long. That we
kind of losing daylight.
We're losing daylight, yeah. So yeah. The sun was kind of going down over the ridge. So we didn't have too much time to explore. But we did a little exploring.
Probably went maybe a quarter of a mile.
Probably.
Or so, like that. And that was pretty awesome.
We did have a little funny incident where we tried to stage a photo in our clothing optional birthday suits. And
I found a thorn bush.
Yes, he did.
Let me rephrase that. My nutsack found a thorn bush. But we did get a picture.
We did get a picture. It was a good picture.
But nobody can have that one. That's just us.
But, you know, that was a funny story. And then it does feel, I'm not going to lie, a little awkward with our, like, hiking boots or whatever shoes we had on. And then nothing on.
Yeah, I felt more naked wearing just the shoes and the backpack than
yeah,
I did
yeah.
with nothing. But at the same time, and I don't know if it's just me, but I really want to go back just for the hike.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really enjoyed that. Like, it was, I don't know. I think that's the thing that I've been joking and saying I wanted to do for longer than anything.
Yep, it is. It is. And I always questioned how hiking naked would be, and now
it's
we got to
awesome.
Now we got to experience it. And it was a little bit, just a little bit on the chilly side. But we talked about, you know, if we go back in the warmer months that we could probably attempt to go barefoot. You know, that seems like it would would just kind of go a little bit better.
Right.
It wouldn't be, because it did feel a little awkward with hiking boots on and nothing else. It was a little different.
We're going to spend some more time walking around barefoot.
Yeah, I've definitely got to harden mine up, my feet, that is, because I'm used to getting, like, you know, taking care of my feet and getting pedicures and things like that. And I know trying to walk barefoot on, you know, hiking trails will definitely be different, but it is kind of nice too. I mean, you know, just sometimes I like to go outside in the yard and just take my shoes off, and you just feel a little bit more grounded when you have nothing between you and the earth, you know.
Some of the woo-woo sciencey stuff says that's a thing.
It's supposed to be grounding to your environment. And so we do plan to try that in, like we said, in the warmer season, and definitely get out there and not be, you know, hesitant to go ahead and remove it all.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think next time, as soon as we get the vehicle unpacked and
yeah, we're ready. We're ready to go.
Yeah, that's it. And probably will not pack anything except for stuff to drive there and back.
And back. Yeah. And we were, you know, we packed a little over this time too because we knew it was going to get chilly, so we weren't really sure how that was gonna fare in the cabin, you know.
Yeah, and so with goodies and whatnot. That's a different episode.
Yeah. So
yeah, after the hike though, we kind of went back up to the cabin and
oh yeah, and we were unable to record anymore that night because the recreational gummies that we partook of really kicked in.
Oh yeah, she was
I was completely out of my mind. But in a great mood, in a great mood. But definitely not with the ability to record anything.
He was a silly, goofy, sexy mess.
But it was a great night.
It was fun. Yeah, we went back and cooked a pretty awesome steak.
Mm-hmm. And we talked about, you know, we're a little bit on the bougie side that, you know, probably most people that come there do not go quite as all out as we did.
Yeah.
But if we get a chance to cook a steak on a grill, it's going to happen.
Right.
So
that's pretty awesome.
Roasted
potatoes and
yeah. And then a little salad on the side. And it was fantastic.
Yeah. Know? And the cabin had this really cool little, wood stove that surprisingly heated it amazingly.
Like, yeah. Like because it did drop down,
in the 40s?
In the 40s, low 40s. So yeah. It was pretty chilly.
And then, I had a little bit of issues starting the fire.
Oh my good firewood, gosh!
But then
he got to go on his like, I'm a
caveman.
And I'm gonna go
the
get
naked in the dark with a flashlight on my head and foraging for sticks and some tinder to start the fire, which was primal and awesome in my opinion. I felt super manly.
Yeah, and he was like, yes. I'm going out to get some more firewood or whatever he kept calling it.
And then she was sitting in the cabin and all I could hear was dick balls. She's going to say dick balls.
I was so afraid he was going to burn his dick balls because he was leaned over that little stove that we had in there. And I was like, just watch out for the twig and berries, you know, just watch out because you're trying to get the fire started, and I was just so worried. And then he was cooking in the nude, and yeah. You know, we've done that before. And when things splash up at you, you know, you got to watch out. So,
but it was really awesome out there too because there was no light pollution, and it was just this clear, dark sky. Though,
oh yeah,
like see stars and
that was nice. That was super nice. And you could hear the creek running and,
oh yeah,
you know, it was just, you could just hear just nature. And we did have a little cell service, but
I didn't.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yes. I had a little cell service.
My phone's like 4 years old and a piece of shit.
His just said no, nothing.
Yeah.
But, I had a little, like if I needed to check anything, but really, it was just nice being out there away from technology. That was a nice, nice break.
Right. I'm really looking forward to doing it again.
And then, you know, trying to pack up and then come back home. And then it was just like all week. Ugh.
It was a crazy just, week.
And then having to put clothes back on, you know? And that was like, that was, I don't know. After being so free,
right,
for like that 24 hours, it was like, dang, these clothes are so constricting now.
Having no, you know, he just had solar lights in the cabin.
That was it.
And that was really cool because, like, as soon as the sun went down, like, I lost all concept of time.
Yep.
Like, I don't know if we were in there for like 10 hours, you know, after the sun went down, or if it was like 2 hours, but, you know, we cooked and then kind of had a little bit of fun time.
Yeah.
Alone, and yeah, and it was pretty awesome. And then we forgot to shut the window.
Yeah, so it was a little chilly.
A little chilly when we woke up. So I had to get out and naked forage for sticks again when the sun came up. But the front of the cabin was basically like glass windows and the sun like rises.
Oh, yeah. It was sunrise cabin.
And it was awesome because you like lay there in the bed and look out the glass front and see the sun coming up over the ridge.
That was amazing. And we talked about that too. Like when we go stay like a hotel or somewhere, we usually end up sleeping in pretty late just because we can. Mm-hmm. And then you kind of waste that whole morning and then it's like, okay, time to take a shower and get out of here. So, excuse me. So with staying there at the sunrise cabin, it woke us up pretty early in the morning. And, then we had time to enjoy, you know, the cabin a little bit more and cook a leisurely breakfast and have coffee and enjoy each other a little bit more before having to leave out at checkout time. So,
yeah, I'm going to have to give a thanks there to, the Via Hemp Company and, some Uber Lube there.
made
for a pretty awesome trip.
yeah. So that was super nice too. And I didn't even get mad because I'm not a morning person at all.
No. No.
Absolutely not. Like if I could just sleep till 10 o'clock every day, I would. But
I'm up before the sun every day. And
I was not ill about being up and the sun coming through the windows.
Because it's fucking impossible to be mad there.
Yeah. It was. Like, it was just a happy place.
Yeah, and
And we're like already talking about, you know, when we can go back.
We were planning it before we had the bags packed.
Yeah.
I mean, we had already looked like, ooh, we could stay over at this yard. I'd be okay if we came and set up a tent down here at this creek bend. We could da-da-da-da. You know, I mean, it was just really neat. But yeah, and I don't know. There was a.
And I totally understand now when we met the couple when we first got there, and they were like, "Oh yeah, we've been here, you know,
several times.
We've stayed in all the different amenities, and you know, they just talked about it like they, you know, had been there so many times, and that was kind of different, you know, and now I can totally see why.
Yeah, I would Like I told you earlier today that it's all I've talked about for 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's like if I could figure out how to get there once a month.
Yeah.
I would.
I told him realistically speaking, that was probably not gonna work with our crazy schedule with thing one and thing two involved in different extracurriculars and whatnot. But we're definitely gonna shoot for at least once a season.
Right.
That would be like quarterly, I guess. So, would that be quarterly? Yeah.
I mean, it's a little bit of a drive to get there, but it's not horrible. I mean,
No, not at all.
Yeah. I kind of wish it was a little bit closer. So, Dusty, if you're listening to this and you decide to make location number two.
We'll totally support it.
Yeah. come talk to us. But yeah, I don't know. I had a couple things, like just little things I wanted to talk about at the end, like highlights of the trip overall, kind of now that we gave our rundown. But I think one of the biggest highlights to me was it was just complete freedom. Nothing really seemed to exist other than me, you, nature.
Yeah.
That place. I mean, like, none of the world mattered. It was, like, super relaxing. I mean, and it was so simple, but so, I mean, it was pretty out there. It was beautiful out there, I thought.
Yeah. And I think we both have talked about it since then. Just the simplicity of being out there and, like, making us second guess everything. Like, yeah. Maybe we could just, you know, sell everything and live in the woods and, like, just live off our own vegetables and whatnot. And
you straight up said that. We got down there. We set up the hammock and the blanket. And, like, first at there, we were like, okay, how are we going to do this? And I think you took off your shirt first. And I was like, yeah, I'll do that. We're both just kind of in pants for a second. And then, like, okay, let's do it. So we did it. And then we were, like, sitting there for, like, 5 minutes. And you were like, why do we have all this stuff? Like,
like, we don't need all these things that we have. Like, why do we accumulate all these things? Because you could really just live so simply.
And we was just looking at, like, there was the two workers, people that lived there. I don't know. I guess.
Yeah, I'm sure they kind of live there and kind of, I guess, worked there.
Yeah. I really tried to remember their names when they told us, but
yeah,
but they were, like, incredibly friendly. And, like, I mean, we were walking by at the beginning. They were like, we're going to the swimming hole. Do you want to go swimming with us? And I was like, one, no, it's cold. Sorry, recording cut a little bit. But yeah, so we ended up, they invited us to go swim with them there. You know, but it was cold. It was too cold to do it. And I don't think we were ready to hang out with other people naked at that point.
Right. We were just kind of, like, still a little anxious, or what's the word we were saying?
And, like, anticipation, like,
yeah,
yeah, it was just
and just still the unknown of it. And so we were like, no, we're gonna kind of go off by ourselves and just explore a little bit. And
right. Now, I think if we went back, I wouldn't think anything about it, but I wouldn't go back just to socially hang out with people naked. But I think, like, if we were in the water and other people got, like, it wouldn't be,
yeah, I don't think it would be a big deal,
anything,
I
yeah,
think it would be fine.
Because, I mean, they walked by us while they were naked, and we were naked a couple times, you know. But
yeah,
just,
and it was
just whatever. Just,
okay.
It's kind of, hey, how's it going? But, yeah, I don't know. Just the freedom and everything was just incredible, and it was super relaxing. And
the not having anything to do, yeah. I guess, because when we travel to other places, sometimes it's like, I have a tendency to pack our day from the
sun
time
to sundown.
We wake up until the time we go to bed, and then we're exhausted. And but even when we're going somewhere to just relax, there's still something to do. Like, there may be TV. Well, mm-hmm. Okay. Well, then we have to make a decision. What are we going to watch?
I love that there was no TV.
There was no TV. So, like, we didn't have that doom scroll on Netflix to see, do you want to watch this? Do you want to watch funny? Do you want to watch scary? Do you want to watch intense? Do you want to watch a crime show? We didn't have to have those conversations. And we literally just had to entertain each other.
Yeah, there was nothing to distract us from each other. And
I was a little apprehensive about it, because I thought, like, oh my gosh, can we, like, entertain ourselves for that long?
I know. And I packed, like, a bunch of games and stuff. And we never...
We didn't even touch any games. We didn't even touch any. And we literally just enjoyed each other, so that was amazing.
It was very reflective, because I mean, we had so much conversation about, well, how did you feel, what did you,
yeah,
what,
yeah,
did you think, blah, blah, blah. And
it was super connecting as well.
Yeah. And I mean, it was really recharging. And
yeah, and then it actually got me a little jealous of wanting to live in a more simplistic
Right, right.
Way.
Damn us for liking nice things.
I know, right?
But yeah, so I mean, that's kind of highlights and challenge wise, because you know we got to put the good and the bad in here, which the negatives or the challenges were so the one note I made on it is just so pissant. Like, not even.
What do you even got? What do you even got?
I said the only challenge really was the temperature.
Temperature.
Yeah
because that, we wanted to hang out more outside with no clothing.
Right.
But, like, that next morning, it was real chilly.
It was
chilly. It was real chilly. So, I mean, yes, I stayed without my clothes, but I was wrapped up in a blanket, so.
And then the time. Because it was just a short. We didn't want to commit to multiple days in case we got there and been like, oh no, this isn't for us.
Oh no, we hate it here.
We did like one night, and which translated to less than 24 hours.
Less than 24. And definitely, we've talked about this before when we do other little getaways, we really need two nights to enjoy wherever it is that we're visiting.
So we need the day that we get there and have that night, you know, that half a day or whatever, and then have the full next day,
mm-hmm.
and then get up and come home the next morning.
Yeah,
whatever. That's like a minimum,
so that we're not rushed and we can actually enjoy. And I think you know, in the warmer months, we're definitely gonna do a full weekend.
Oh yeah, yeah,
for sure.
I would definitely.
Oh, and there was one little, like, there was walking trail that I think looped around the entire property.
And because it had rained so much, we couldn't get across
it. We couldn't get across the water. I mean, I guess we could have been adventurous and tried, but, I mean, it was really moving. That creek was moving. And it was pretty high up. So, we didn't really want to traipse through the cold water to get to the other side. But I could tell that it would be worth doing the walk for sure.
So next month,
next month. but next time we'll say that.
Oh, okay.
We will definitely take full advantage, like, of the walking trail. Obviously, you know, in the nude. Just
oh yeah.
I mean, we've done it now, so.
Yeah, and I guess we're kind of going to get to the final thoughts and stuff here on this. I still got a couple little things on there, but like, kind of anything that surprised you overall of the vibe of the place, or? No.
Not that I can think of.
The only thing I think that kind of surprised me really was, like, when we were sitting there, it was like, okay, we're about to do it. Was like, it was like this crazy adrenaline rush, like, right before for me.
Yeah.
But then, like, I'm talking like the awkward or nervousness or whatever was literally 2 seconds.
Yeah.
If that, like, it was
instantly gone.
Like, yeah, you took it. Like, we took everything off and it was just quiet and we were laying down by the creek. And it was like, it just instantly felt like right and natural and comfortable and relaxing. And it was just like,
and deep breath. And yeah, we're, yeah. Exactly.
Was, yeah. I don't know. It's, I can't explain it, but I would say if anybody has had even the little idea of like, ooh, this might be something I would like to try, just do it.
Just try it.
Just do it. It took us, I mean, we've talked about it for 2 years.
Yeah.
Doing it. Like, I wish we would have done this years ago.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pissed that every vacation that we've taken together now hasn't been, you know.
But I mean, and this is, you know, this is opening the door to, hey, this is something we can explore more.
Ooh, there's beaches. I mean, I've looked online. There's a couple of, I found a couple, you know, websites, like there's AANR and TNS, and they've got different resorts and stuff like that. That's clothing optional that they work with and everything. So there's pretty much somewhere in almost every state. So wherever we wind up, we have the option if that's the type of vacation we want to take. And then, good Lord, Mexico looks like a haven for resorts and stuff. I found some really awesome ones. But yeah, I guess that's kind of the end of that part. But I don't know. I don't want to say life-changing, but it really put a lot of things into perspective with how simple things can be.
And I just want to go back.
Right. So, Dusty, I don't know if you'll actually listen to this, but you have created a pretty fucking amazing place, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And,
We would, five-star it, highly recommend to anyone in, you know, remotely close.
Right. And then, God, how many chunks of land have I sent you real estate listings for? And I was like, man, we could do this. We could do this.
We could totally do that.
Set up a couple tent sites. I mean, why not? Right.
Yep.
Just got to take that leap of faith, huh? But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Is there anything else that you would?
I can't think of anything else. We
love it.
We'll definitely be going back as soon as our schedule permits and spending more than one day this time.
Right. As long as they'll have us back. Right?
Yeah. I want to try out more of the amenities that we really, have time to do. Yeah, the sauna and the shower as well.
Yeah.
So
Dusty, if you listen, we never actually got to meet you, but I fucking love you.
Love what you've done with the place.
You're my best friend I haven't met yet. But yeah, so I guess we will kind of end this here, and we've got an interesting next episode coming up.
Yes, we do.
Because the mister is officially getting old, I guess.
More to follow on that.
Yeah. So, I guess until next time, I'm going to see if she can remember it.
Of course I can't.
Come on, it's our catchphrase.
Keep it
real
and keep it nude.
Oh
yeah.
We'll get better at this. But
bye for now.
Bye. I love you. What a wreck. We never actually got to meet you, but I fucking love you.
Love what you've done with the place.
You're my best friend I haven't met yet. But yeah, so I guess we will kind of end this here, and we've got an interesting next episode coming up.
Yes, we do.
Because the mister is officially getting old, I guess.
More to follow on that.
Yeah. So. I guess until next time, I'm going to see if she can remember it.
Of course I can't.
Come on, it's our catchphrase.
Keep it real and keep it nude.
Oh,
yeah.
We'll get better at this. But,
bye for now.
Bye. I love you. What a wreck.